Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Steve DelBianco back on the show. Steve is a 19-year member of our Brain Trust, executive director of NetChoice, an organization I've been telling you about since its founding way back in, well, a long time ago. And he is vice chair for policy coordination with ICANN. Folks, he's one of my heroes. He's one of your heroes, too, whether you know it or not. He's worked hard for a number of years to try to hold the policymakers and keep them honest as possible and to prevent them from mucking up our technology world. And he's our good friend, Steve DelBianco. Welcome back.
Jim, thanks very much. Really appreciate all that you do for small business. And NetChoice, the group I run, has this pretty simple mission. It's to make the Internet safe for free enterprise and free expression. And that's a job that's become a lot harder than you have expected. With so many governments at every different level wanting to regulate whatever happens online.
Yeah, they all want their little piece of the action. They're all jealous of the freedom of it. You know, they don't like they wake people in those organizations wake up, Steve, and say, who's in control here? Who's in charge here? And when they look at the internet, they see that not many people are. They think they want a piece of that. One of those areas is one of the most fascinating developments in the marketplace in my lifetime. And I've actually given it a term, and this is the short-term rental industry, which many of you know, Airbnb and HomeAway and organizations like that. Those have been coming under fire, haven't they?
Yes, and they're really not an organization as much as a platform, a marketplace.
It's a marketplace.
What's remarkable is that people have felt they could rent out a room in a house or a woman fixes up apartment to rent it out on short term, or someone decides to abandon their home for a couple of key weekends in order to rent the whole home to tourists from out of town and generate a few thousand dollars of extra money. And that industry has just exploded. People do trust each other a lot more than we would have thought. And the marketplace platforms are really just making it available. It's a lot more efficient than posting an offer on the bulletin board at the coffee shop.
Well, they call Uber ride sharing. This is living room sharing, basically, isn't it?
It could be, or it's a room in the house that I fixed up when the kids have gone away, or I have an entire house I've renovated. So it's not really sharing in the sense that, well, you're charging rent for it. And
right.
Uber and Lyft don't share cars. It's a drive.
Well, it's just a term. It's just a term that people use to describe that.
I agree.
But, of course, no, they have to pay for it. But, yeah, this is the phenomenon is amazing because – and the term I coined is to be, I ask people whenever someone is pitching a new company or something, I ask them, what's your Airbnb threat out there? Like, you know, which somebody would have said to Marriott or Hilton 5 years ago, what's your Airbnb threat? And they would have said, what's Airbnb?
Well,
and now it's taken
you're,
over.
You're right. Marriott and Hilton, they got religion. They learned quickly that they want desperately to restrict the availability of alternatives for people that stay at their hotels. It turns out that hotels are full. The last four years, the hotels enjoyed record occupancy. But what they would like to do is charge a bit more during really peak periods. And the chairman of LaSalle Properties told his investors last year that the presence of Airbnb and HomeAway is limiting their ability to raise prices during peak demand periods. And it's affecting profits.
So are cities mounting ordinances against Airbnb and companies like that?
Not on their own, Jim, but the big hotels know that with labor unions that work at the hotels in their pocket, they go to city government and demand that the city crack down on Airbnb and HomeAway. without claiming that it's affecting their profits, but suggesting that it somehow affects the stock of affordable housing in the city. And that's happened in city after city.
Right.
Jim, one of the most recent ones last year was the city of New York, where the labor unions for the hotel industry gave $1 million to Mayor de Blasio. And
wow.
What do you know? He delivered. He delivered an ordinance on the city to just sweep all of the records from Airbnb in order to know
wow.
all of the hosts.
Well, that's a lot of privacy invasion, isn't it?
You're right, and I wish they'd have thought of that before they enacted the ordinance, because it took a lawsuit by my industry, briefs that we filed, and on 29th of December, just this 4 weeks ago, a judge in New York ruled, just like you said, that that's an unreasonable invasion of privacy. It's a violation of our
Fourth Amendment. I hope that becomes a precedent. I hope that becomes a precedent that can be used in other cities, other locales, and I know you're going to keep up with that. Folks, that's what I mean when I say Steve's all up in the middle of this, fighting for the regular folks. And we'll come back. We're going to talk about another topic with our good friend Steve DiBianco. He's with netchoice.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.